Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Love and Trust, the EP by Iyanya. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Love and Trust by Iyanya was released on June 9th, 2023 under Made Men Music Group and Ziki Media. It has six songs, which represents about 15 minutes, 49 seconds of runtime. There are two features, which is Joe Boy and Benson. I mean, how big could those get? Come on. And there are multiple producer placements. I saw quite a few, like there's Sam Z on the title track itself, Love and Trust. There's Sugar Vibes on Sinner. There's Reward Beats and Christopher, I think, on a couple of songs. And you're going to get Niff Keys as well. And yeah, so... The curious case of Iyanya. This guy feels like his career has existed on the kind of like two distinct phases of who Iyanya has been as an artist. Thinking back around maybe 2012, 2013, the Kukere days, this guy did some of the craziest stuff you can think about musically. He was one of the top artists on the continent, and he kind of kept going with that vibe right up until maybe, I'd say, you know, 2017, 2018. He had his second album, I think, in 2015, and Mr. Oreo was a huge hit from that album too. Not quite to the levels of Kukere, but who cares? So he's back with a six-track EP. And why I'm talking about his history a little bit is simple. After that 2018 sort of phase, it really felt like 2019 wasn't the best year for him as an artist, maybe going even into 2020. And then a bit of 2021, he wasn't releasing as much, but the songs weren't quite landing as much as well. I think in 2020 he did release a four-track EP, and that one was titled For Your Love. Didn't do great for who Iyanya is. But then he did come back with the single Fever, which actually did pretty well. But again, he went back into that lull for quite a bit, right up until 2021, and then he did the song with Ira Starr, and from there we've got the second phase of Iyanya. He came back, ladies and gentlemen, and he came back hard, because he had then had the song with like Davido and Kiss Daniel. He had the song One Side, which just did crazy. And then he came back with the Sixth Wave EP, which had eight songs, and there were a few songs on there which did amazing. And then he just dropped, you know, singles. Most of them, I think, landed. Some didn't. And here we are back with Love and Trust. The song you'll know from Love and Trust is Sinner with Benson. Did quite well. I think it's approaching the 1 million streams on Spotify, which is dope. And he also released Plans earlier this year in 2023, of course. But he released it in March. And Plans did okay, but it wasn't really like a smash hit or something. Looking at the rest of the songs on Love and Trust, there's the title track in itself, Love and Trust with Joe Boy. This song has to do something. I really hope Iyanya and his team are going to push for it, because what I'm seeing is it's got everything. First of all, it's got Joe Boy, so there's that great collaboration. But it actually sounds good, it's catchy, and it's well executed. What else do you need? Marketing. So maybe put a little bit of money there and we're gonna see some interesting things. Now, I need a favor from everybody who listens to this podcast to keep these episodes coming and dropping regularly. Show your love and support for the podcast by heading over to redsau.com, which is redsau.com, and you can get yourself one of the I Love African Music t-shirts, and trust me, you want to rock one. redsau.com. And that's how you play your part in keeping this podcast and these episodes dropping. One thing that Iyanya has done very well when we look at the recent drops that he's had is he's collaborated with the right people. But he's also done some great videos, some great music videos, which have really resonated with people all across the continent and the world. So it's safe to say he's back, and it's safe to say he's one of the biggest artists on the continent without a doubt. And this is looking at his history and now as well. I really think Love and Trust is a safe EP in many ways. When I listened to the rest of the tracks, it's only six tracks, so it's not, you know, I'd already heard two of them, which is Sinner and Plans. When I heard the rest of the tracks, of course, the Joeboy and the Joeboy collaboration, I loved it. But ultimately, the rest of the tracks, I really thought there was a safe space where he didn't really venture too much outside of a formula that works. There wasn't that ultimate risk-taking, if I should say so. But then when you look at the EP together, including those already released songs, it's a good EP. I wouldn't say it's a great EP, but it's definitely a good EP. It's one that will keep him in the conversation. And if my prediction for Love and Trust holds true, this song could be a smash hit, and it could be the one that then eclipses Sinner, which was already released, the one with Benson. So we'll wait and see. From a quality perspective, I cannot complain. Iyanya, man, he's been doing it for a long time. I wouldn't expect any less. So we'll see. The one thing that you just have to get used to is most of his songs, I think they just tailored to women and relationships. That's just the real and the real. So when I was listening to this, I wasn't really listening to it with the hopes and expectation for anything more than that. And what I expected is exactly what I got. That's his target market, that's his niche, and he's been good at it. He takes advantage of his good looks and everything else. So it is what it is. So yeah, that's the breakdown. And how do I rate Love and Trust out of 10? I think this one I'll give it 7. It's a good EP. You can listen to all the songs and you can pick out one or two or three that you really like. Ultimately, like I said, it's just a safe EP. That's what it is. And yeah, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.